This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wildfire smoke that poses a health hazard to millions is choking the West Coast as firefighters battle deadly blazes. The flames have obliterated some towns and displaced tens of thousands of people in the state of California and the state of Oregon. Many people who still have homes are not safe in them. A half million Oregon residents are under evacuation warnings or orders to leave. With the air contamination levels at historic highs, people are stuffing towels against door jams to keep smoke out. Some even wear N95 masks in their own homes. The death toll stands at least 31 in the region, and it is expected to rise. Search and rescue workers found three more bodies in the rubble of a Northern California wildfire, raising the death toll there to at least 12 and the total deaths in the state's recent blazes to 22. The Butte County Sheriff's Corey Hune announced the additional deaths Saturday but did not provide any details. He said 13 people remain unaccounted for. The fire, which roared into a place called Berry Creek and Feather Falls in the Sierra Nevada foothills northeast of San Francisco Tuesday night, destroyed the small town and other mountain communities in the shadow of a 2018 wildfire that killed 85 people. Tropical Storm Sally formed Saturday off South Florida. Amid forecast, it would reach hurricane strength early in the week before striking the northern Gulf Coast with high winds and possible life-threatening storm surge. The earliest 18th named storm in Atlantic tropical season, Sally already was better organized within hours of forming and was expected to become a hurricane by late Monday, the National Hurricane Center has said. This is VOA News. Domestic air travel in Wuhan, the epicenter of the global coronavirus outbreak, has returned to pre-pandemic levels, according to authorities. The virus was first detected in Wuhan, China, late last year, and the city underwent a draconian 76-day lockdown as its hospitals struggled to deal with a tidal wave of cases that required the rapid construction of field hospitals to handle the overflow. Since reopening in early April, numbers of domestic flights serving the city as well as the number of passengers had recovered, according to the operator of the Wuhan International Airport. Coronavirus infections in the Dakotas are now growing faster than anywhere else in the United States, fueling impassioned debates over mask and personal freedom after months in which the two states avoided the worst of the pandemic. The argument over mask raged this week in Brookings, South Dakota, as a city council considered requiring face coverings in businesses. The city was forced to move its meeting to a local arena to accommodate intense interest, with many citizens speaking against it before the mask requirement ultimately passed. Amid the brute force of the pandemic, health experts warned the infections must be contained before care systems are overwhelmed. And there are more than 918,000 deaths from COVID-19 globally, with more than 28.6 million infections. A group of families, some of them sobbing, appealed for help Saturday in getting their relatives released. And mainland Chinese authorities detained their activist relatives last month as they tried to flee the city by boat to Taiwan. Hong Kong media say the activists were seeking political asylum. At a news conference, their relatives wore masks and hats to shield their identities. Speaking in Cantonese, one detainee's mother, whose son needs allergy medicine, said that she hopes that Hong Kong can help the detainees come back. She says they don't know if he is even dead or alive. The local government's office in Guangdong said that the 12 detainees are what's called good physical condition and have hired representatives from mainland lawyers. Hong Kong lawmaker said that their right to legal representation was being undermined. The arrests come as a sweeping new national security laws imposed by Beijing in July took effect. Earlier this week, Hong Kong chief executive Carrie Lam said that the detainees had been arrested for breaking mainland law, and then they, quote, have to be dealt with according to mainland laws. Again, a group of families, some of them, saying that they have appealed for getting their relatives released in mainland China. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.